News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia continuing to target Ukrainian cities, and Ukraine is targeting Russia's oil. President Trump now calling on NATO countries to add sanctions against Russia, saying the U.S. will also join. ABC's Mary Bruce has details.
He's also demanding NATO members stop buying Russian oil and gas. For weeks, the president has threatened Russia with economic consequences, but never followed through, blowing past his own deadlines.
Authorities in Utah say Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, could be formally charged as soon as tomorrow. A motive for the killing still unknown. Vice President J.D. Vance today serving as host for Kirk's weekly podcast, calling Kirk a friend. Maureen Comey has filed a lawsuit claiming her firing as U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York was unlawful and unconstitutional. Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, called the firing by President Trump and the Justice Department politically motivated. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A package of bills introduced by Assembly Republicans would encourage school districts across Wisconsin to consolidate as enrollment numbers decline. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedwiski says consolidating can offer more opportunities to students. Nedwiski's bill would offer financial incentives to districts if they voluntarily consolidate. Assembly Republicans introduced a number of education-focused legislation at the Capitol Tuesday. Other bills introduced include one addressing dual enrollment and another that could create a teacher's bill of rights. Many people will need to get a prescription before getting this year's COVID vaccine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration rescinded a previous order that allowed anyone to get the shot. Agency director and vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. removed vaccine recommendations for healthy children and pregnant women. Currently, the elderly and those with an existing condition that could cause complications from COVID are eligible for the shot. Everyone else may need to consult their doctor. Depending on your insurance coverage, you might also have to pay out of pocket this year. Governor Tony Evers' administration, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, supports vaccination access through several programs covering routine childhood and adult immunizations, as well as the current COVID-19 and flu vaccines. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is distributing free drug testing strips. More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL, after having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football, Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. That's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Mostly sunny skies expected for today. Toasty with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A mild night with lows in the lower 60s. More of the same on Tuesday. Plenty of sunshine. Highs again in the mid-80s. Right now, 82.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, WGBW afternoon host and actor Eric Westfall joins in studio. Then Mental Health Warrior Film Festival founder Max Blaska joins. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, tech and security expert, author of A Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, Miles Taylor. One of the Substack newsletters that I actually look forward to getting and always read is called Treason with Miles Taylor. Treason.io is the website for it, I believe. Miles, welcome to the program. Do I have that right?
Great to be with you, my friend. Yes, you can find me at treason.io or treason on Substack. And boy, is this a time to be talking about the subject of free speech, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, your newsletter today, or maybe it was yesterday, Civil War, No, But the Censorship War Has Begun, is pretty damn startling stuff. You want to lay it out for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, even since I published that, the news story continues to develop. I mean, you know, taking us back a couple of days, of course, in the wake of the killing of Charlie Kirk, we saw Donald Trump come forward and instead of unite the country, he's talked about how he wants to go dismantle left-wing organizations. He just said today that left-leaning organizations are the scum and are the reason that this happened, even though we're still getting conflicting reports about the ideological motivations of the shooter, of some folks noting that he appears to have been a groiper. So rather than a left-wing individual, may have been a far-right individual. But regardless, in the wake of Trump's exhortation to go after left-leaning organizations, we have since seen the official levers of power turn towards censoring individuals who may have expressed, offensive views in response to the killing of Charlie Kirk, but certainly haven't done things that are illegal. And that includes the Defense Department announcing that they're going to go after any service members who made signs of disrespect in the wake of the killing. We saw the State Department, the Deputy Secretary of State, announce that the visas of foreign visitors in the United States or immigrants who posted things derogatory about Charlie Kirk could see their visas revoked. But this has gotten a lot bigger even in the past few hours. We've now seen multiple members of Congress try to crowdsource evidence of their own constituents who have potentially said things derogatory towards Charlie Kirk in the wake of the killing so that they can have people's licenses revoked so that they can get them fired from their jobs. And the last thing I'll add is just in the past couple of days, a website has sprung up to take screenshots of any negative posts people have written on social media about Charlie Kirk. So likewise, they can be crowdsourced in their efforts to cancel those folks. So again, I'll go back to there's a deep irony here, which of course is that Charlie Kirk, whatever the motivations of the shooter, was killed because of his views. And the response, unfortunately, from the the right, rather than to defend free speech, has been to try to go to silence progressive voices around the country. And I'm worried that that campaign is really going to pick up steam in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and when Charlie Kirk would go to campuses, particularly in the early years of TPUSA, at Turning Point USA, when he had just gotten the funding from the 10 very, very wealthy people who kind of launched his organization, I guess, you know, when colleges would try to keep him off or people would object, his cry would be, "What happened to free speech?" You know, so it's pretty astonishing. You noted the congressman Clay Higgins from Louisiana, Republican, wants to ban for life every post or commenter that belittled the assassination, et cetera. It's pretty wild stuff. You had also talked about let me change this question just a little bit. You yourself have been the victim of Donald Trump. I mean, you know, he named you in an executive order. He's got the government coming after you. I wrote a piece that was published this morning on Substack talking about how, you know, if Charlie Kirk or Tom Hartman or somebody else, you know, in the media says something, you know, calls somebody a name or, you know, whatever, threatens some, you know, suggests somebody should be in jail, that's one thing. We don't have any power. But if the president of the United States or somebody who has the weapons of power, the head of the FBI, the head of the Department of Justice, whatever, says the same thing, these are people who actually have the power of life and death, have the power to take people down, have the power to destroy lives. What's it like on your end from having been on the receiving end of this awesome power of government?
Well, Tom, I've got to tell you, it is an extraordinary thing. And this is the type of thing folks like you and I have observed and talked about and wrote about in foreign countries, but never in the way that I've experienced it here. I mean, I will say that being on the president's blacklist, being named in an executive order for a federal investigation because I criticized the president for years, has dismantled almost every aspect of my life. My business was destroyed in the wake of it. We have, of course, had to grapple with the need for an army of different lawyers to deal with the potential avenues that this could take with the administration. But there's the very real security threats, the same type of security threats that Charlie Kirk talked about getting while he was out there speaking around the country. And but the difference, of course, here is it's not a random American that's threatening me. It's the president of the United States accusing me of being guilty of the highest crime envisioned in the U.S. Code, treason, a crime punishable by death, which, of course, is why I named this Substack Treason, is because it's very much my view that if free speech is now considered traitorship in the United States, then consider me a traitor. You know, that's not how I view free speech. That's not how the founders viewed it. But that's the side I'm going to be on if that's how dissent is treated. But, you know, I'll say as recently, Tom, as this morning, I was on the phone with lawyers and preparing to get on the phone with law enforcement because of very vile threats we have received in the wake of all of this, including threats not just to me, but to my wife, to my young daughter. That's something that continues. And keep in mind, it was April that the president issued this executive order against me. We are now in the month of September, and we are still grappling with very urgent security concerns here in our family. And that has meant that places that I was going to go speak at in the balance of this year, I can no longer appear at in person. I've had speeches at universities canceled and pulled down, public remarks pulled down because the security concerns are too grave. That's what happens when your own government puts a crosshair on your back.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You wrote, Trump is creating the deep state he decried. Can you explain?
You know, this is something that I hope that people share with their friends and family, because I'll tell you, I think one of the most compelling ways to persuade people to move away from the MAGA movement or distance themselves from the far right turn of the Republican Party is just to point out some of the hypocrisies. One of them, of course, is what we are seeing right now when it comes to freedom of speech. The party that claims that it had been censored, that decried censorship, is now apparently mounting an active campaign to go censor Americans that don't agree with the president's worldview. That's one hypocrisy people should point out. But a second is what you just mentioned, Tom, which is that Donald Trump spent the better part of a decade campaigning and trying to govern on this notion that the federal government was run by a secret cabal of employees, unaccountable civil servants who were conspiring to thwart the president of the United States and who were pulling the strings of government from within the bowels of government. That idea, the deep state, was a false idea. It didn't exist, okay? As someone who served his whole career in government, there was not a secret club or cabal or people with, you know, insignias and tattoos quietly controlling the government as a deep state. What there was, and what I witnessed in the first Trump administration, is there absolutely was a cadre of civil servants with consciences who were loosely disconnected and who would regularly say no when the administration asked them to do things that were illegal. I don't mean lawful orders. I don't mean things presidents are allowed to do. But when Trump tried to do things that were unconstitutional and illegal, those civil servants would speak truth to power and say, I can't break the law. We want that in any administration. So there was no deep state. But now that Trump is set about dismantling this deep state that never exists, there is a deep irony here and a deep hypocrisy, which is that he has created one. And the way I've laid this out, Tom, is I think there's sort of a two-part plan here. Part one you've already seen very, very publicly, and that has been the administration's efforts to purge agencies that the president sees as disloyal or which don't align with his worldview. And you've seen that from the deletion of agencies like USAID to the gutting of agencies like the National Weather Service or the CDC, a vast array of organizations. We've seen tens of thousands of civil servants fired from the government. But that's just part one, is the purge. Part two is that Donald Trump is actively creating his own deep state. Why? He's not just leaving those jobs unfilled and banking the government savings. He is backfilling those jobs with loyalists that they are recruiting into the administration, not into political jobs that disappear when the president becomes a pumpkin in 2028, but jobs where those people will remain in government and remain loyal to a MAGA agenda. That's what's really concerning to me, and there's nowhere it's more obvious than in federal law enforcement. We are seeing a massive expansion of ICE into the nation's largest law enforcement agency, and we are seeing the purge at the FBI turn towards the hiring of agents that clearly have an ideological bent. They are lowering the standards at these organizations. They are actively targeting on social media people with a certain ideological worldview that aligns with MAGA and trying to build an actual deep state inside the federal government that will advance Donald Trump's agenda even when he's gone. That is hypocritical. That is ironic. That is something I think is really important for people to point out, is there was never a deep state until Donald Trump created one.
Miles Taylor is the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, a tech and security expert, the author of A Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, and also his Substack newsletter. Get over to Substack and just type in treason or Miles Taylor. You'll find it. Or you can go to treason.io. It's just extraordinary. And Miles Taylor on Blue Sky. Miles, thanks so much for dropping by. It's great meeting you. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Thanks for what you do, Tom.
My pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So now the FBI is doing loyalty tests. I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls. Stay with us. We all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological age. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university setting at 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience. Where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. They'll trade in the facts for conspiracies and swagger. They'd rather blame immigrants, science, and books than take a hard look at the mess in their nooks. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. Don't let them wear red hats or chains. Not just post memes from their Uncle Jim's view. They love their their big rallies. They're slow.
It's past the hour. Welcome back. So, Brian Driscoll is, his name is not a household word, but at the end of the Biden administration, there were basically two people who were running the FBI. You had Christopher Wray, who had been running the FBI for quite some time, who I was not all that fond of, but whatever. In fact, I think he was a holdover from the last Trump administration, if I'm recalling correctly. I mean, the whole point is the FBI is not supposed to be politicized, right? And he knew, Chris Wray knew, that Trump was going to fire him as soon as he came into office. And so the day before Trump was inaugurated, on January 19th of this year, he said, that's it, I'm out of here. He resigned. Which meant that his number two guy, Brian Driscoll, became the acting director of the FBI. So Trump comes in, and his guy says, we're gonna interview this guy. This is the White House DOJ transition liaison, a 29-year-old political appointee by the name of Paul Ingrassia. So he sits down with Brian Driscoll and says, okay, we're basically, words to the effect of, we're trying to decide whether to keep you on as FBI director or not. And so Driscoll is expecting, what do you think about, what's the best way to do policing, or how do we deal with criminals who do this or that or whatever. Instead, these are the questions that were asked. Who did you vote for in the last election? And Brian Driscoll says, that's none of your damn business. And then he said, when did you start supporting President Trump? And Driscoll said, that's none of your damn business. And he said, have you voted for a Democrat in the last five elections? Now, these are the questions that they're asking a guy who works at the FBI, has spent his entire career at the FBI, been there 20 years. Who did you vote? Have you voted for a Democrat in the last five elections? Here's the kicker. Do you agree that the FBI agents who stormed Mar-a-Lago should be held accountable? To that question, Brian Driscoll actually said, accountable? Those guys were operating on a legal warrant issued by an actual judge, and they were just doing their jobs. And that answer and his refusal to answer the other questions got him fired. This is not how you are supposed to run a government. This is how you run an authoritarian state. This is how you run a dictatorship. Dictatorships are, the essence of a dictatorship is that everybody has to salute the dictator. Everybody has to go along with the dictator. You can't criticize the dictator. You can't challenge the dictator. You have to say, yes, I'm Mr. Putin is my man. If you challenge the dictator, you are in deep trouble. This is not, these people are not understanding American history.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Galuli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc, sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a two-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And use the promo code Tom.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson is warning town boards of a scam. Several town chairpersons report their names are being used in emails and text messages to board members asking for money. The messages are not legitimate and no money should be sent. Homecoming week is currently underway at the Weston School District. Homecoming is early this year at Weston. Molly Kasten is the district administrator of Weston Schools.
We had previously had our plan for homecoming as, I think it was October 17th. And this summer, the WIAA changed the 8-man football schedule, and October 17th was no longer a game. And so we had to adjust. You know, when you co-op, you have to share the home games. And so there was a limited number. And so the only date we had available was September 12th. So our second week of school, we have homecoming.
During the week, there are various activities being held for students to show their school spirit, including different dress-up days each day. Friday and Saturday, there will also be a full slate of events.
Friday, we will have our parade in Cazenovia again this year at 2:30. And then the game that night is at 5:30. Our pork feed for the FFA is before that from 4 to 5:30 in the cafeteria. And at 4:30 is our distinguished alumni induction, and that's at the school. And the Silver Eagle Foundation is hosting an alumni social at Hillpoint Hideaway at 8 o'clock, which is hopefully after the game. And then the next day on Saturday at 8 o'clock is our homecoming dance.
Friday night's football game will feature Waniwak Weston taking on Monticello in 8-player action. Enjoy the activities and support the sports teams during homecoming week at the Weston School District. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It will continue to feel like summer for much of this week. Mostly sunny skies expected for today. Toasty with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A mild night with lows in the lower 60s. More of the same on Tuesday. Plenty of sunshine. Highs again in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 83.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternand. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you so much for all of your support. help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com.
Grew up in the suburbs, not the Appalachia frontier. J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance LG Griff. Tell lies with a smile, cause you never want to drift. From the suburbs to the Senate, you climb so high. On the backs of the poor while you spread your life. He wrote a book about his kin with a
past the hour. So Donald Trump says that the assassination of Charlie Kirk is because of the radical left. The radical left is causing all these problems. It's the lefties in America. It's the Democrats. We've got to deconstruct the Democratic Party. We've got to take apart Democratic organizations. Quack, 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 quack. So 2018 was how many years ago? What, 7 years ago, as I recall? 7 years ago? Yeah, I think so. So there have been 31 targeted political murders or attempted murders since 2018. Let's look at them. Who was responsible for these 31 targeted political murders? In 2018, Caesar Sayoc sent bombs to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Maxine Waters. He was a registered Republican and a Trump supporter. In 2020, 13 men attempted to punish Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for enforcing COVID lockdown measures. All were far-right extremists. By the way, my source for this is Alan Austin's piece over on Daily Kos. It's titled, None of the Last 31 Political Attacks Was by Anyone from the Left. Not one. We can count them. Ray Dan Hollander murdered human rights lawyer Mark Angelucci in July of 2020, then tried to kill District Judge Esther Salas, but succeeded instead in murdering her son and seriously wounding her husband. He was a far-right Trump supporter. In 2022, February 2022, Quintez Brown attempted to kill the Democratic mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, Craig Greenberg. Brown was motivated by black nationalism, pan-Africanism, and revolutionary socialism. So, okay, you've got your first lefty there. In October of 2022, David DePapp seriously injured Paul Pelosi with a hammer while seeking to kill House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. DePapp was a far-right Trump supporter. In December of 2020, Solomon Pina paid gunmen to attack the houses of Democratic state lawmakers in New Mexico. He's a Republican, a registered Republican, and a former candidate for office as a Republican. In August of 2023, Craig Robinson was shot and killed by FBI agents while being arrested for threats against President Joe Biden. Robinson was an extreme right-winger and an Army veteran. Donald Trump himself was targeted at a July 2024 rally. The shooter, Thomas Crooks, killed one attendee, injured three others. He was a registered Republican. Another attempt on Trump's life was made by Trump voter Ryan Ruth in September 2024. His trial is still ongoing. In April of 2025, Cody Ballmer attempted to kill Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro in an arson attack. Ballmer was a Trump supporter. The Democratic Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives, Ms. Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark Hortman were killed by avid Trump supporter and registered Republican Vance Bolter in June of 2025. Bolter then tried to murder John Hoffman and his wife, seriously injured them. And lastly, Charlie Kirk was killed by Tyler Robinson. And to this day, to this moment, we still don't really know what Robinson's motivations were. So here you have 31 targeted political murders or attempted murders since 2018, 24 perpetrators. One of them was a lefty. All the rest were Republicans, and the vast majority of them were not just Republicans, but avid Trump supporters. So, you know, spare me the phony outrage and indignation. Yes, we have a serious problem in this country with too many guns. Yes, we have a serious problem in this country with political violence. Violence is no way to solve any political problem. But let's be clear about where it's coming from and has been, you know, since the days of Tim McVeigh. Since then. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Kay in Novato, California. Hey, Kay, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Just a comment and then two questions. The lack of youth at rallies and protests is obvious. Now wondering, is Turning Point the reason? Who and where is the representation of the left, and is there any on college campuses?
Yeah, this is one of the problems. When Charlie Kirk started Turning Points USA, 10 very, very wealthy individuals stepped forward and poured millions of dollars into the thing. He's raised something, I understand, is something on the order of $400 million since he started. He's got big money behind him, or had. He's no longer with us. I don't know, and I'm pretty wired into these things, I don't know of any rich people who are supporting any progressive causes. You know, Ben Shapiro, same deal. You know, he had, you know, rich right wingers who helped launch his career. There's literally no equivalent infrastructure on the left. You've got the structure that the Koch brothers put together with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, where in state after state after state, Republican legislators get together with lobbyists to write legislation. Nothing like that on the left. You've got state policy centers that were funded by the Koch brothers back in the days in all 50 states. There's literally nothing like that on the left. You've got, I noticed in my mail, I've got stuff coming from Hillsborough College today, you know, right-wing college that is doing outreach all across the world. You've got Prager University. There's nothing like either of those things, any of these things on the left. The problem, I think, is all this AstroTurf stuff on the right is being responded to as if it was genuine grassroots stuff, and it's not. And I don't know if I answered your question, but I think young people are turning out. I just think that I have noticed this too at a lot of these rallies that there's people, you know, boomers basically, and that's a generation that protested in Vietnam, so it makes sense that they would be. Right. You know, not just willing to show up in the streets, but had practiced at it. So, but yeah. Kay, I got no easy answer for you beyond that observation. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Well, yeah, Tom, let's go back to the list. I would make exceptions with just two of those. I don't consider the...
Paul, I need you to get a little closer to your microphone, if you could, please. I'm having
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Charlie Kirk's, I don't consider that to be an assassination. All of the people on that list that you just read, except for one, the lawyer, are political office holders. Charlie Kirk doesn't hold the lowest office, political or otherwise, elected or appointed. Just because he is a leading voice of hatred and bigotry and racism on the right doesn't make it an assassination. So here's the question. Why does one bullet from one gun, from one guy to another, is a political assassination when most of the time it's somebody on a rooftop with an AR-15 shooting dozens and dozens of people, and that's mental illness? Okay, so he, by the way, which the guy could have done, and he didn't. All right, so then we hear about, by Saturday afternoon, casting this guy as a lefty through the voice of Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Right. He
none
got a
of
call
what
from
he
Trump.
Said. Yeah. Well, none of what he said came from law enforcement. And by the way, why the hell is the FBI in on this case? This is a state murder case, Washington County, Utah. It's not a federal case. as I said, because it's not a federal, it's a state crime, and there are no federal politicians involved. So, you know, I don't know why Democrats feel like we have to fall all over ourselves to apologize and say, we roundly condemn it. Unequivocally can condemn this political violence when, but for the last 20 years, Tom, gun policy in this country has been totally and exclusively that of the Republican Party and a corrupt Supreme Court. So it's not, you know, the fact that when something happens and it goes wrong, I don't immediately raise my hand and say, I didn't do it. If I didn't do it, I don't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of.
I want to argue semantics with you, Paul. I think that anybody who gets killed, particularly for the things that they say or believe, I don't think assassination is the wrong word. I think it's. I get your point that, you know, this was a state crime, and, you know, why is the FBI there? Obviously, the FBI is there because the whole, you know, the Trump administration has politicized the FBI, and they're using the FBI to help, you know, make, you know, turn Charlie into a martyr and all that. Yeah, I get that. But, we do have to condemn political violence. And I made this point earlier that it seems to me, maybe you didn't hear it, it seems to me that political violence comes in like three phases. You start out with elected officials getting assassinated, and this is something that, you know, goes back to Lincoln and before, I suppose. And by the way, we saw these three phases in the run-up to the Civil War. And then you find high-profile people who are not elected officials getting assassinated. People who are newspaper editors, people who are commentators, people who are, you know, television, radio personalities, whatnot, getting assassinated. And Charlie Kirk falls into that category. That's like stage two. And then stage three is when people start killing each other. And that's when you're in a civil war, or you're on the precipice of a civil war. And so Charlie Kirk being assassinated is a major escalation in the direction of civil war, in my opinion. And that's, I think, why the media is so hysterical about it, is because they're all looking around going, that could have been me. I'm out in front of the public all the time.
Well, it's as politicized as the governor of Utah has made it. And the one way you can tell that all of this about the profile of this suspect is made up to him is that he says the suspect is not cooperating. He has not confessed. Well, why the hell would he? He hasn't even been charged yet. If he's planning to plead not guilty, you wouldn't confess, would you?
I can't speak to that. I've never been in that situation. But I probably not. Paul, thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your call. Stay with us. How many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louisa's been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Come.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Orwell's warning, straight from the page. They're twisting the future, rewriting the age. History's burning, truth's under ban. Welcome, my friends. To Magistan.
Loyalty. Yeah, or welcome back. CJ in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Tom. I appreciate it. Well, let's start with this. There's no one side that owns political assassinations and violence. So it's really upsetting to hear anyone point the finger, but can I say, as a Christian, was at church yesterday, and the reach out by young kids for something positive is exponential already. I've heard this, that 37,000-plus requests for new chapters across the United States and world for Turning Point USA. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraged by that. You know, it's sad to see where this has gone. Charlie Kirk, I saw him twice. I saw him in Madison, Wisconsin here about a year ago. There was about 1,500 to 2,000 kids there. And he took on all comers that disagreed with him. And I don't agree with everything he says, just like I don't agree with everything close to it, but not everything that my party does. You know, so I think, yes, we have to somber this down, and it's sad to see it's gotten to this point. But I am encouraged by the young kids reaching out for something positive, and that's what Charlie Kirk fought for. And I hate it when I hear people say, you know, he didn't believe in the word empathy. You know, play and read the whole quote. Research people. Don't live by someone else's reference or a little snippet of their lives.
Well, what was the context when he said that he thought that empathy was I don't recall the exact words of the quote. Maybe you can tell us where he said something like empathy is poison or empathy is, you know, stupid or unnecessary.
It's a newly created word, and he believes in sympathy.
Empathy is not a newly created word.
Helped. For their conditions, but though some of those can be changed. Empathy is a newly created word, and he feels it makes people weak. He wants people to see the good in other people. And I believe, like I believe a lot of Republicans, there needs to be a safety net. But we shouldn't be paying trillions of dollars for undocumented immigrants who broke the law into our country. And we're giving Social Security debit cards, and we found out what the previous administration believed in was open borders, and I believe the long term was for votes.
Yeah,
and that's not what our country's about.
All right, number one, people who are undocumented in this country are not.
Every time I've called you, sir,
CJ, undocumented people in this country are not getting Social Security benefits, and they are not voting. And Joe Biden was not in favor of open borders. In fact, he dramatically reduced the number of people coming across the border from the Trump years.
You need to look at
the numbers.
You can see it on a graph.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's simply false.
Those numbers that you're quoting, CJ, I've seen the graphs. Those numbers you're quoting are arrests at the border. Joe Biden arrested a lot of people and sent them back.
How about this one, Tom? How about
Barack Obama deported more people in each one of his years than Donald Trump did?
How about the 300,000 of unattended children that showed up on our border that now we've lost? We've found about 30,000 of them so far since Trump took office because they actually care where these kids were released to.
Well, then where are the 1,000 children that Trump separated from his families back when he thought that this would be a cool way to discourage people from coming to America, and they're still missing? They were trafficked into these pop-up Christian adoption agencies that then just vanished into the mist.
Tom, really, I think you and I are on the same thing, but... Or I think we want the same thing.
Hopefully, CJ. CJ, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, but it's the end of the show, and I'm out of time. I just have to stop it here. But thank you for the call, and I always appreciate a rational conversation. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Zepa.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Madrid for meetings with the Chinese delegation says there's a tentative agreement to keep TikTok up and running in the U.S.
The framework is for it to switch to U.S.-controlled ownership. But again, I'm not going to get ahead of the leaders' call on Friday. We have a framework. They'll have to confirm the deal.
Under federal law, TikTok's Chinese owner is supposed to sell the social network or face a ban in the U.S. That deadline has been extended. Investigators still working to determine a motive in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Law enforcement sources familiar with the investigation tell ABC News officials say they've discovered evidence suspected shooter Tyler Robinson was tracking Kirk's events and public appearances through open source information on the Internet and have also gathered evidence showing the 22-year-old became familiar allegedly with Utah Valley University and including maps of the campus in the days before the attack. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.